Your full name, Walter Dane. All right, and your place of birth?
In Madden. I was born in Madden County.
Right, how far is that from?
That's about 14 miles.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yeah, I've been raised right here in Sweetwater.
Mm-hmm. When did you, when did you move to Sweetwater?
I don't know. That's too small to remember.
How old were you about?
Oh, I was about 6 years old again.
And where were your parents born?
In Loudoun County.
Okay, and your grandparents?
They were all born in Loudoun County.
Okay, as far back as you?
As far back as I know.
Okay. And was that a town there in Loudoun County? Or was
it's Lenoir City. Just out of Lenoir City.
Uh-huh. Toward, in this direction?
No, it's towards Oak Ridge.
Uh-huh. That's about 14 miles from here.
Well, I was born in Lenoir City, but that's in Loudoun County, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandparents was born out there at the Eden's Crossroads, my mother's parents, mm-hmm. my mother.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to school here in Sweetwater?
Yeah, I went to school over here at this old school building, well, it's the new building now.
Yeah. How long did you go to school?
I went to the sixth grade.
Okay.
It was not the best kids in the family, and I quit and went to work to help my daddy make a living.
Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
How old do you say?
I wouldn't want to guess. I'd say you're over 65.
If I live before that next month, I'll be 83 years old.
I would never guess that.
No, nobody else.
You would do. And how about church? Do you belong to church?
I don't. Baptist Church, First Baptist Church, the Sweetwater.
Okay. And how about your act? Were you always a barber?
I've been a barber for a little. No, I worked in the wool mill up to about 53 years ago.
Would you just tell me the kinds of jobs you had going back?
Yeah, that's all the jobs I've had. I worked in the wool mill. I went selling boards and grew up in there.
Uh-huh.
And me and the mill company had that run in about a loan that they loaned. And ain't no use going through that, I don't reckon.
No. Well, unless you want to talk about it, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't like getting mad when we're going to talk about it.
You want to tell me about it? Go ahead, that's okay.
I've got it wrote down over there.
No, you just want to recount it.
Well, this is what happened. The Secretary of Treasury of the water mill was in charge, and he's the man I borrowed the money from, but the general manager of the wool mill is F.A. Carter. And so he, through Carter, loaned me $1,300 to buy a home back here. Well, I worked there for, and I was taking off 200 yards a day. And I was getting a 10-cent okay on each perfect cut. And I'd run 46 cuts, but I hadn't lost one. And that dye man was drunk. He stayed drunk all the time, and he's near sight. And he didn't make the shades of life, and they wanted me to, I'd run single shells on a box loom. And they wanted me to put the other box on to mix that pillow. And I wouldn't do it, because I couldn't make a perfect cloth. I couldn't make good cloth, and he locked me out of 40 cents a day, you see. Well, the boss come along, and he told me that the superintendent didn't want it made that way, he wanted that mixed. And I just explained to him, I said, I want to get along with this company I own. And I said, I can't make good cloth that way. And I refuse to do it. And I said, I can't do my work and Sparklots and both. He's getting more money than we're getting. And so he said, well, okay.